Should truck nuts be banned? One state has passed a bill to make them illegal, basically saying that, you know, it's obscene and, you know, kids see it. And that's kind of their argument, that kids are seeing these truck nuts and it's just obscene. And there's obscenity laws and different things of that nature. Katie, what do you think?
No, I think get over it. It's just truck nuts. You know, it's a big deal.
Katie actually gets turned on by
it. I don't. I think that they're ridiculous. I think they look so stupid.
I've never really noticed that's what they were.
Yeah.
I don't notice the obvious, obviously. But I've seen what you're talking about. I never know those represented nuts.
Yeah. Well, some of them are more lifelike. I mean, some of them look flesh-colored.
The problem is they're not attached to anything, so it's hard for me to comprehend.
They are attached to the trailer hitch or, like, the bumper of a big, massive truck, typically.
Oh.
And so it's like,
my big truck's got a big set of nuts.
I got some nuts on it.
I think it's ridiculous. Yeah.
I think they should be banned.
Do you?
Yes.
Why?
For the kids.
For the kids.
Why? Like, you have testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think there's been things that, you know, like we talk about all the time. Things that just become part of our culture,
mm-hmm.
and we don't think twice about it.
Like
when somebody has an F, whoever, Biden or Trump or whatever, on the back of their car. In some states, that's illegal. You can't have a big cuss word on your car. It's in some states, because kids see it's obscene.
But these aren't actually nuts. These are just made out of something else.
You can't. I mean, I don't know. Can you have a dildo hanging from the back of your car?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know what the law is. This happened in Idaho, by the way.
Yes.
It was an Idaho governor who signed into law making, now it's not just truck nuts, but it's anything that looks like resembles a bare breast. That
really?
As well. Uh-huh. Toys or products that look like testicles. Yeah, there's a whole litany of things that have been banned, but truck nuts are definitely the thing that everybody's like up in arms about.
I don't really think that should be banned at all.
You know,
you're probably more mad about the breast thing being banned than the.
Well, I just don't like. Okay, well, we have them. Everybody has them, and they're just. It's like a cartoon. It's not even a cartoon. It's just. It's material. It's just like something forming that may look similar. I don't know.
It's criminalizing now in Idaho.
And I think that makes people want to do it more. I think it makes a bigger stink about it. I think it's so much.
I don't know if it makes people want to put truck nuts on their car more.
I mean, it's a small percentage of people who do truck nuts.
But, I think I've seen a total of 3 sets of truck nuts my entire life.
Yeah.
I think in real life.
6 individual testicles.
I guess. I see it mostly online.
I've seen them. What if you rope 3 of them together? Now, isn't that considered truck nuts? Because that's not representing of the nuts.
You might be going from a misdemeanor to a felony at that point.
It's a cluster of berries at that point.
I think it's an orgy, Jason. Gosh, 3 sets of nuts. Matt, what do you think?
No, you can. There's a lot of worse things on the backs of cars that I can easily explain truck nuts. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's for the tailgate.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're not going to know what that is. They're asking, what's that? And you're like, oh, it's just a couple tennis balls to help them when they're backing into their car.
So you're and I'm not disagreeing with you on this part. So you're encouraging lying to your kids.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
But my
thing is, we all do it all the time.
We all do it all the time. Yeah. That's why I agree with you.
I agree with Matt halfway there. But if you're, what's so wrong with saying, oh, those are the things that you get down there? I mean, what's so wrong with that?
If that's your choice as a parent to go ahead and explain that, totally. If you don't, but even if you don't feel like explaining testicles to your 4-year-old at this moment, that's an easy thing to pawn off on something else. Like, well, you know how when you're backing up a car, well, sometimes trucks like that have a hard time seeing. So those are there to help you know when you're about to hit a wall. Oh, perfect.
And what you just said is probably somebody your son's age. Excuse me. Doesn't know what they are. They don't understand it anyways.
Yeah. Well, I will say that my son's very aware after my recent vasectomy what they are.
Yeah. He knows about that.
So what's the difference if you're hanging them from a truck?
Yeah, he's very aware of what these are now.
All right.
I think you could also just easily explain it away with, oh, I don't know, it's something that's just stuck to the bottom of their car or something that must have fallen out. You know what I mean?
Does it have to be on the, but I can understand, like, why does it have to be on the outside of the car? Like, if you want to have them in your car,
where are you going to put them inside?
Are you hanging from the
ceiling? The rear view.
It's so bizarre that you're hanging testicles
from your car. I am not in support of them.
Yeah, that's not the
argument. I just don't think you should ban them.
It's obscene, though.
I think if you're, but so is somebody who has the word bitch on the back of their car, and I see that a lot.
I don't like that either.
But we make it that, and Jared makes that. And I don't understand, Jared, some of his ideology, whatever it is,
ideology,
that is bizarre to me because it's like the opposite of what I expect from me. Because
you tried so hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Adults are different. It's about the kids.
Do you want to live in North Korea?
Oh, that's the worst possible argument. Well, there's obscenity laws.
That's what it could get to.
Made the argument that the things that Kanye West is saying all over social media and in the news, mm-hmm. that I was like, oh, I think it's dangerous as hell. And I do think that somebody should stop him, mostly for himself.
Right.
I think mostly because something bad's going to happen to him. I think it's only a matter of time.
But there's a fine line here.
That's what I said. And then you guys were like, absolutely
no.
Not.
You
let
said,
him do,
you should
whatever.
Almost said it was almost should be banned or Twitter should take it down.
I think a lot of what he's saying, especially recently, is beyond dangerous.
We're not arguing that it's not dangerous.
But then to say that you should take truck nuts down, Jared, I think goes against your argument about Kanye West.
No, it's two different things.
How?
It's obscenity, and there's obscenity laws about displaying things of a sexual nature. That's like those are laws in all different states, not specifically truck nuts. And there's a reason for it.
Well, it wasn't, though, because it just happened.
And it just happened. And if, I don't know how, what?
In this day and age.
For Idaho, they included truck nuts. But there's obscenity laws in every state, and they're typically of a sexual nature.
By the way, I don't believe in the bill they actually list truck nuts. They say, but people are breaking it down so you know what's included.
Right.
So it's...
I mean, I think it's funny.
Yeah, it's like exposed breasts, things that look like products or toys that resemble male anatomy. And then people are like, by the way, that's truck nuts.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because what else would it be?
Right.
But to Katie's point, and I disagree a little bit on the original stuff with Kanye West with Katie, mm-hmm. for various reasons. Not that it's not good and all that stuff. But it's hard to argue, like, okay, these things are you're hanging. Jared wants banned. But then you can go and just say the worst possible thing to... It's just like, I don't believe in any ban of any of it, but how can you be one for the other? And what's the danger that's causing? If anything, there's more dangerous of what Kanye West says than having truck
nuts.
That's
how I feel about it.
Well, Jared, I'm not on Jared's side, but I do think there is a difference in the fact that one is happening on Twitter where you have to actively go find it, and the other one could just be, I'm in the car and there goes some truck nuts.
Not really,
you're in traffic. It's not like Kanye West coming to your car and saying all these horrible things to you. You have to go find it.
No, but it's on our radio. We're talking about it on our mm-hmm. radio. We're playing the audio on our radio. It's on the news. It's on social media. It's on television. I mean, it is everywhere.
But that's the coverage of it.
It is the coverage
of
it,
that's
sure.
That's different. We cover truck nuts, but seeing the truck nut itself would be like getting it directly
just
from
one.
Kanye.
Right. Truck nut. Right. Just the one singular nut.
That's the Lance Armstrong version.
Yes.
just one nut.